as we would all say, good morning, God. Good morning, Herb. What's going on, God? Well, good question, Herb. What's going on? It sounds like there's a few clunkers going on trying to figure out why I can say I'm God. Yeah, that's the way it works sometimes. I run out of things to say why I can say I'm God. You run out of things why you can say you're God. My goodness sakes, why would that ever be? Well, I say I'm the allness, I'm the isness. I say that God and I are one. I say that I think the thoughts that God thinks, or God thinks the thoughts that I think, or we think the same thoughts. All these neat stuff. Yeah. But you know, the thing that humanity seems to forget, and that includes you, Herb, the things that humanity seems to forget about why they can say that they're God is that the pure fact is they are God. And if I were to ask you, who do you think you are? What gives you the right to think that you can breathe? What gives you the right to think that you can think thoughts? Where do you get the idea to think thoughts from? What mechanism makes thoughts work in you? What gives you the idea that you can think that the world is a happy, wonderful place? Or even that the world is a sad place? What gives you the right to think that? Well, certainly not your own mind, your own brain. Something that's more intrinsic, something that's deeper in you, something more positive, more vital in you. Yeah? What is that? Well, that's me, God. Yeah? Why is it you that gives me the right to think thoughts? Well, I am the allness, and any thought you think is a thought out of the allness. Any idea that you have is an idea out of the allness. Well, I don't even understand what allness is, God. What does allness mean? Well, allness means everything. Well, that's an easy definition, but what does everything mean? Well, everything means all. Well, thanks a lot. Everything means all, and all means everything. All right? If everything means all, and all means everything, then what does something mean? As a unique expression of everything, unique expression of the all. Well, something means a part of all. Well, that's not much help. What is a part of all? Well, a part of all is, you can use it in another way. You can use it in the way of emotions. Emotions? I use emotions when I think of you, God? Is that part of what I do? Oh, yes, indeed. Emotions are happy thoughts. And whenever you have a happy thought, you're thinking my thoughts. Whenever you have an inspiring thought or illuminating thought, these are emotional thoughts. That's me thinking through you. That's me alive in you and you aware of it. It's really pretty terrific. Well, that seems so distant. Okay. If you prefer to have a sort of an awareness or a humanness or sort of a touchingness with God and the God presence in you, that's okay too. It means that you are not able to take on a lot of it, but that's okay. Just take a baby smile. You look at a baby smile and it is ingenuous. It is so perfect. It is so easy. It is so right. There's no judgment in it. There's no attitude about it that says that it's trying to get something. It's just the smile that's there. It's a pure smile. You might say the original purity and integrity of the smile itself, the baby expresses it. Now this is something which I, as God, am doing all the time. I am expressing the baby's smile, the original purity and integrity. And I'm expressing this smile not because I want something, not because I have had a good feeling, but because it's my nature. I, as God, have the nature to smile. And to smile is my nature, it's me, it's who I am. And I smile with and at everything, about and for everything. I just love to smile. Every time I smile, I see such wonderful things taking place in my universe. You, God, see wonderful things taking place in the universe? Of course. You think I'm a dead God? That I don't recognize what's going on in my world? I'm a very much alive God. I'm a very much alive God, and I know what's going on in the world, and I know how much people are taking of the good that is, they're my creation, or how much they're not taking. And when they're not taking the good, then they feel sad. And when they're taking the good, they feel glad. And I love to have a world filled with glad people. People who are happy. People who feel great. People who feel all is right with the world, and wow, how great that is. But God, you're supposed to be sacred and dignified, and you're supposed to be sort of a role model for me to look up to and be sacred and dignified. Well, Herb, if what you think I am is sacred and dignified, and if what you interpret by sacred and dignified is something beyond the touch of man, beyond the touch of you as me, then that's a silly thing to think. A very silly thing to think, because I am touchable. I am reachable. I am knowable. God, I've always heard that you were not knowable, that you were not touchable, you were not seeable. Now you tell me that you are. How come? Well, think about it. If indeed, and indeed it is so, but if indeed you are me and I am you and we are one, then everything you feel, sense, see, taste, touch, know, is me. It's not you. You say that's your body, that's me. You say that's your thought system, that's me. You say that's your happiness, that's me. Oh, God, you're sort of getting very possessive. No, I'm not possessive. I'm just saying that is who I am. That is me. Every happy thought you think, that is me. You are thinking my thought through you, of you, are as you, because you're me. You have every brilliant idea that comes into your mind because you're me. And the more you think that you are me, and the more that you remember that you're me, and the more you visualize you and me and one, the greater the experience is that you have, the greater the joy. Because every sorrow you have, I know why and ignore it. Every joy you have, I delight in it 7 times more than you do, because you don't see all the ramifications of the joy. You're back there seeing the ramifications of the sorrow, which I completely ignored and allowed to be no longer part of my world. But God, you got to be aware of all aspects. You got to be aware of the happy and the sad things, because that's what life is made up of duality. Herb, whoever told you that? Well, everybody. Well, who's everybody? Well, the thinking people. Well, they certainly weren't thinking very much. How could that be? When there's only one, and that's me, and I'm happy, and I am magnificent, and I am everything good, wherein, then, is there a place for unhappiness? Where is there a place for sadness? Where is there a place for loss? Where is there a place for anything contrary to the good that I am? Well, God, that's not the way the stories have come down through the years. Oh, hey, think about that, Herb. Think about that. Am I changeable? No. Am I always the same unconditional love? Yeah. What are the stories that come down through the years? The stories that come down through the years are man's way of manipulating man. Not God's way, but man's way of manipulating man. Now, God, man cannot say to other men, I'll give you a spanking if you don't behave. He just says that God will curse you if you don't behave, and God will take away all that is yours if you don't behave, and God will destroy you if you don't behave. You see, it's much nicer to have somebody else do your dirty work. And what happens? Well, I don't do anything. I just unconditionally love everybody, regardless what game they're playing. And then when they play a game that's negative, they hurt themselves. And in hurting themselves, they're only saying to themselves that that is what God is. God is the thunder. God is the lightning. God is all those things that force man into behaving. Well, do you know what? God doesn't care whether you behave or not. And that's you talking, saying God doesn't care whether you behave or not. That's you talking about you. That's me talking about me. God doesn't care whether we behave or not. And the reason God doesn't care is because God sees past through over everything that comes along, and those things that we think are terrible or bad are nothing in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, God sees through everything and sees everything perfect. And that's what I do, and that's what you do, Herb. You see through things and see everything perfect. You look for the original purity and integrity. Why don't you just take what the appearances are? Why don't you take what the appearances are and say, that is real, that is real. Oh God, you know I couldn't do that. Yes, that's true, you couldn't do that. But some people can. They can look at appearances and say, that's real. And then even as they're walking along any pathway, the appearances fade away. And there they are in their birthday suit, looking at all the world saying, what happened? And the minute they reclaim who they are, their original purity and integrity, their absolute love, meanness, you like that? Not meanness, but meanness. Yes. The minute you claim that, all your problems fall away. All your loss, lack, limitation, illness, anything falls away, and the reality of who you are, your purity, your goodness, your fantastic qualities, they just rise up out of the ground as though they've been waiting to be born. And rising up, they spread their leaves out and they unfurl their beautiful flowers, and it just is the most thrilling thing to behold. And positive. Thrilling and positive. Wow. How great that is. Now, what is the reason at any time that it might not work? The reason at any time that it might not work is that we put a different cause in motion. I put a different cause in motion. I put the cause in motion that it might not work. Or I put the cause in motion that I don't like myself. And so then I do everything I can to not like me. I take away my feeling of comfort, my feeling of warmness. I take away my feeling of alertness. I take away my feeling of joy and peace and harmony. Yes. I take it away from myself like someone trying to take candy from a baby, you know. And the baby's going to cry and say, "Where's my candy?" And you're going to cry and say, "Where's your good?" Yes, where is your good? And you know where it is. You know right where everything is. No matter what it is, you know where it is. Because that's part of your game. That's part of your life. That's part of your world. That's part of who and what you are. And it's a glorious thing. Yeah. Having a conversation with God is quite an experience. Quite an experience. Well, Herb, why do you say it's quite an experience? This should be something that is so common to you, you do it 24 hours of the day. Well, what do you mean, God? Have a conversation with you 24 hours of the day, I wouldn't get anything else done. Ooh. What do you mean, ooh, God? What do you mean, ooh? Ooh. Well, what do you mean? Well, you say you wouldn't get anything else done. What more is there to do than to be me? What more is there to do than to be God? If all of my creation would recognize that they were me, if all of my creation would recognize that we are one, if all of my creation would recognize that there's nothing to do but just to be me, they'd have the happiest lives you could imagine. But when they get to the point of thinking that they have to be something else, that they have to be something that benefits the world, that they have to be something that uplifts the world, that they have to be something which is very strange. Whenever they believe that, then what happens? Anyone got a suggestion? What happens? Well, what happens is that you and I are one, God. And as I live in this oneness, as I live in this realization that I and God are one, then everything that God is reveals itself through me in its perfect, beautiful pattern. I do not have to search it out. I do not have to seek it out. I do not have to chase around for it. It's just there for me to enjoy and to use and to delight in. And when I have it, to joy, to be the light of it. When I have it, wow, I feel so great. Isn't that how you feel, Herb? Yeah, sort of. But it's hard to feel like God all the time. Well, why would that be? Well, it's hard to feel good all the time. It's hard to feel unconditionally loving all the time. It's hard to feel successful all the time. It's hard to feel good all the time. Yes, I can imagine for someone who thinks they may not be good, they may not be successful, they may not be loving, it is difficult to think about it. But why are you, me, why are you thinking that there is anything in this world that's not good? Well, God, I can see, and I can look around me, and I can see people doing things which are not good. I can see people doing things which are hurtful to themselves and to others. I can see people who are unhappy, and that makes me feel, what is it I have done wrong? How have I not communicated my happiness in them, as them, through them? Well, these are things that we're deeply considering. How do we communicate who we are to our world? How do we communicate to our world that we are God? How do we communicate to our world all the reality that we are? Well, the way we communicate to our world who and what we are, we say, I am God, God I am. We say, I am peace, peace I am. I am love, love I am. This is how we do it. Step by step, little by little, but very powerful. We are the creators of our world. We are the creators of our universe. Okay, if that's true, I am the creator of my world, my universe, then God, I create you and I one. Oh, come on, Herb, that's already done. Well, I create myself aware that you and I are one. Well, that's a possibility. What would happen, Herb, if you really were aware that you were God? What type of a human being would you be? What sort of attitude would you have, and what sort of presence would you bring to the world whenever you appeared? Well, I am God, and as God, as I walk around my world, recreating and creating all the things I see, my world becomes better and better and better because I am there overseeing it. People and circumstances tend to behave more in keeping with the I am and the I am awareness. Great. That's the neat stuff. Very neat stuff. All right. Now, I'm seeing people who are unhappy with each other, and I don't like that. So I create these people happy with each other. And they're still unhappy with each other. Now, why is that they're unhappy with each other when I, as God, create them happy with each other? Well, Herb, the one prerequisite to being God is you say of yourself, I am number one. And when you say of yourself, I am number one, then you are number one. You do everything from the perspective of saying, I am number one. Okay. We sometimes somehow make connection again, and here we are with the person who is unhappy with himself. And we say, why are you unhappy with yourself? And he says, because everything's going wrong. And how do you make it right? Well, you make it right by going inside yourself first and making it right, saying, I like me. And once you say, I like me, then the condition that you are worried about on the outer ceases to be. Once you say, I like you, what it should be, once you say, I'm God, God I am, all conditions fall right into place. But sometimes you need that personalization of it by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then as that happens, how we look at the world changes. The world hasn't changed, nothing's changed, everything is as it always was. The good, the bad, the indifferent are there, all waiting to be used by our choice. But what do we say when we see that? We say, I am number one. It is my attitude about anything I see that makes the difference. If I see something that I wonder whether it's going to work harmoniously for me or not, then there's a possibility it may not. But if I look at something and I know that it is working harmoniously for me, and it is done now, then it is that it is done. You say, oh, then I can say, I'm a millionaire, and it's done. No, you cannot say you're a millionaire because you don't believe it. You don't think that you're a millionaire. You don't see that those are your words. You think those are somebody else's words. Okay? So, they're somebody else's words. You can take somebody else's words when they are good for you, and you can leave them when they're not good. But God, I thought we're supposed to take everything. Yes, you are. You're supposed to take everything that is good. You're supposed to take everything which is in its reality. The reality is the good. The illusion, oftentimes, is the not good. But God, you said everything is an illusion, even reality, even the right stuff. That's right. But you don't think of it as an illusion. Whatever you think of as reality is reality for you. And if you want to think of the negative things as reality, then you make them into a reality. Well, God, that really is not fair. That which is not for my benefit should not have any strength and should not have the law on its side, should not have the principle working on its behalf. Well, the principle works on behalf of whatever we give our attention to. And if we give our attention and conviction to anything, the principle works on it. But God, the principle should work only on good. It should only work on truth and on love and on right action. No, the principle works on pure cause and effect. You put a cause in motion and you get an effect. But God, that's not how it works with you. What do you mean it's not how it works with me? That's exactly how it works. Well, God, I don't mean to correct you, but you are the allness, the isness, and everything already exists in you, and so therefore the law of cause and effect does not work in your existence because everything already is. That's a correct observation. And the same is true of you, my creation. Everything already is, and you want to bring it forth. So how do you bring it forth? By thinking about it. How do you bring anything forth? By thinking about it. How do you bring negative things forth? By thinking about it. How do you bring positive things forth? By thinking about it. Well, that doesn't sound right. It sounds like bad things have just as much power as good things, just as much opportunity to exist as good things. I would think that the world should be a good thing. Well, if you have in your heart at all times good thoughts, good words, good deeds, you'll have a good word, good world, because the world is that way. And if you have opposite thoughts, so you have that. Now, what do you want, Herb? Why are you arguing with me? Why are you trying to make the trouble? Why are you not just taking what I'm telling you, Herb, and saying to you, good thoughts, good words, good deeds, that's what I am, that's all I know, that's all I think, that's all I believe, that's all I want, that's all I am, and have that experience. But no, you got to dwell on the other sort of things, the contrary type of things, which really are not seemingly what you want. Why are you dwelling on things that you don't want? Well, because I'm facing them. Well, why are you facing them? Because you're thinking about them, because I'm thinking about them. That, oh, okay. I am responsible. Whatever I think about, that's what I experience. That's right, Herb. You know, Herb, you really should talk with me more often. We could sort of balance out this sort of stuff, because it's not as hard as all that. The only hard thing is that we allow ourselves to think that the illusions are reality. Even the illusions of happiness and the illusions of sadness, we allow them to think that that's our reality. Our reality is whatever illusion we want, whatever thought system we want, whatever condition we want. It's true in absolute, it goes beyond that, but we're talking relative because that's where we are. Okay, God, you got your point. We're talking reality because that's where we are. Okay. Yes. Whenever I talk with you, God, I feel like I'm home. I feel like I've arrived at my true thought system. I feel like I'm in the presence of my magnificence, my dignity, my wonder, my beauty, my harmony, my peace. You are, Herb. Well, okay. Thank you. I'm glad. You are. And it is a wonderful feeling to be home, isn't it? Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling to be thinking good thoughts, speaking good words, acting good actions that I believe are good. Yes, it's wonderful. And then what? What do you mean, and then what, Herb? Well, and then what? Is that a never-ending work of always being on top of this and being number one? It's not a work. It's just a recognition. When any thought comes in your mind that you don't want to experience or have happen, you think of another thought. You don't try to get rid of that thought. Because if you try to get rid of that thought, then that thought is stronger. But what you want to do is think of another thought. So you think of a thought that the rain is coming down and it's going to flood and it's going to gully wash and it's going to do all sorts of negative things. And you say, hey, that's not me. The rain comes down in its perfect amount and the groundwater is filled and it fills the basins and the rain is beautiful and it doesn't wash off the soil but just penetrates it and soaks in. And it soaks in, and it soaks in, and then it stops and waits for it to finish soaking in, and then it soaks in some more, and then it soaks in some more, and then it stops and waits for it to soak in some more, and then it soaks in some more. And you see, it works so beautiful. It works so beautiful. But this is your thought. Your thought can be, oh, golly, there'll be flooding, and people will lose their property, and everything will be bad. But no, you just say, the rain is perfect. It just penetrates and soaks into the ground and makes the ground with a beautiful water table and makes the ground with a beautiful well systems for water for people, and it makes everything so lovely and it just soaks in. Well, what about when it's had enough? Well, when it's had enough, then it stops raining. Well, how does it know that? Well, Herb, it's hard for me to tell you this, Herb, but the world has been here before you chose to come along. And the world has existed before you chose to come along. And the woods and the forests and the trees and the plants all were here long before you chose to come along. You slept in. And what happened? They planted their roots deeply in the ground, and they created great forests over all the land, and they created great and wonderful trees that were beautiful to see, and they created all sorts of things for the animals and all sorts of things for the critters, all sorts of things to make it all beautiful. Well, God, that's human. That's right. And Herb, you are human. You're really divine, but you're human. And the day you stop worrying about what goes on the earth, and you just say, all is right with my world, and all is in divine order, then you'll never think or have your nose in the business of somebody else ever again. But aren't I supposed to be concerned about the earth because I am in the earth and on the earth and so on? Yes and no. But you are only in charge of what you choose to be in charge of. And you're only reflecting in your life what's going on inside of you. So, what's going on in your life? Is it happiness and joy and peace and harmony and goodness? Is it everything that is wonderful? Wow, God. That makes a lot of difference. Yes, it does, doesn't it, Herb? But the difference is that all is in divine order, and all is beautiful, and all is good. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, God, that's the kind of talk I like to have with you, where I feel that everything is good, and everything is beautiful. And right at the center of my being, I feel all is right with the world, all is divine, all is peace, all is power, all is joy, now and forevermore. Wow. Now for the next few minutes, think all about how you would talk with God. And if props are important for you, a teddy bear or anything held close to you, take it. Because you're surrounded by whatever props you want. Just take it. And as you take it, watch your parent and your love and your unconditional joy all manifest as you enfold them in your world, which you call good and very good. Now, meditate upon these things for a little while. Meditate upon the idea that you're God. You're peaceful. You're wonderful. I love you.